vibe. So let's have a glass of wine and have makeup sex until the end of time, 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 time.
Cat, cat. Who changed the note on me?
No one. It's been the same key for the last 43 takes, Zenobia.
Ha ha. Big joke. I don't
know what you said. What's up, everybody? Hey. Welcome to Lights, Camera, Cocktails. We're going to have some fun today. Oh. I am excited.
And I am Zenobia.
Yes, you are. I am Jason.
And I am also excited. I am so ready to drink. Like, you don't even know.
Okay. Before we get started.
But before you start with yours.
Oh, you got something too?
This is a podcast where we pair amazing drinks
with amazing movies.
Yes.
So before we start the podcast, I would like to give a very special happy birthday to one of my very best friends, Mr. Wesley Johnson.
Happy birthday, Wesley.
Yeah, you got the pleasure to meet him last weekend.
I did.
He's up there in Oakland.
Oaktown. That's my town.
Yes, he is stuffing his face with wonderful food. You can find him at your local beer garden. He'll have a beer or a whiskey or a scotch. He looks like every other IT tech hipster out there.
He does.
But I promise you, he is not.
He's not. He's a cool guy. And I'm glad I got to meet him. I was like, yes. Hey, I sleep in the guest room that used to be your room.
To be his room. He was my former roommate. He is responsible for introducing me to Ashley.
Yep.
She'll be home soon.
Yep.
He is in a band. He plays bass for Wild, the band. They are fantastic.
Slapping have you heard them the yet? Bass.
Dude, they're doing really good.
Hell yeah.
They've got like 4 or 5 songs right now that are on different like TV shows or like movies that are coming out and stuff.
Well, I need his fans to start listening to our show.
Well, our fans have to start listening to them as
well. Oh, yeah,
so if you
to them.
Don't follow Wild, the band, you should. They're amazing.
Awesome.
On that note,
yes.
Let's get started.
I am ready to drink.
Dude, these look really good.
You guys.
We have a first.
We have another first. So I had trouble finding a drink to go with this movie.
I mean, just say it.
So I created.
We failed.
I know. We're about to succeed because what I've come up with. Last night I went to my favorite bar, Romano's, and I talked to the bartenders and we put our heads together and they came up with a sugar cookie martini. So I went with that and I ran with it and I created a chubby bunny martini.
Chubby bunny.
Thanks for reminding me. I was fat.
It is complete with martini glasses that are dipped in chocolate.
They look delicious.
That are dipped in chocolate and sprinkle powder that is all around the rim. And I drizzle some inside the cup. So 2 ounces of vanilla vodka, 2 ounces of Irish cream.
How well does this go with tacos? Because I'm making tacos after this.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles. We're going to put amaretto liqueur.
Did you rob the funnel cake for the chocolate?
I did. It's not robbing. I'm going to bring it back. And our brother and sister are at our house.
Ooh, and you got that amaretto. I like that stuff. The amor amaretto liqueur. Yes.
We tried this.
Remember? Careful.
I know. Almost.
She has not spilled yet.
So then you're going to do a half an ounce. Of simple syrup.
Half an ounce of simple syrup. I didn't tell you. Mm-hmm. One of our friends gave us some more simple syrup.
Oh!
Our friend, Mr. Daniel Masterson.
Thank you, Daniel.
Hooked us up with some homemade simple syrup. We're going to try that out very soon.
And
some Japanese whiskey, I want to say, is what it is, if I remember correctly. So we're going to have to find a Japanese movie to do that. Maybe Kill Bill. I don't know.
Sounds good.
We'll see what's up.
Okay.
Have him on the podcast and be nice to him.
I will.
He has a very sweet face, but dude is dangerous.
Ooh.
He's the one that showed me how to do some of that flips and kicks and shit for the movie that we're working on.
I need to have him on my side. Okay. And so then after the simple syrup, you're going to put a dash of chocolate syrup. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to put that all in your mixer with ice. shake that nipple. I'm so excited to try this. All right. And that, my dear, is the Chubby Bunny.
The Chubby Bunny.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To Wesley.
To Wesley. Happy birthday, Happy Wesley. Birthday. This looks fantastic.
Okay.
That's sweet. I like it.
It is really sweet.
I mean, I got a lot of candy, a lot of sprinkles going on, but it's very, very good.
Oh my God, I can't.
Good job. You made a drink. You made a chubby bunny.
I made a chubby bunny. It kind of looks like the pancakes, right? That's what I was going for with the sprinkles and the chocolate.
If you guys haven't gotten the message yet, we are doing Just Friends.
We are.
This is one of my favorite comedies, one of my favorite Christmas movies. I am incredibly excited. And yes, it was my pick.
It was your pick. But before we get to the movie, because you just amped. You know, you got to get your...
I had coffee today. I got a workout in. I had a hell of a day.
He did. He was showing me.
How was your day?
I watched our nieces, a two-year-old and a four-year-old, all day.
Oh.
Gave them bath time, and we played. And
the babies.
Yeah, we did some kid bop. We walked down to the mailbox with the dog, and you had a good job.
Me and Robin walked to the mailbox.
I got some of this research done and took a nap on the couch till the girls woke up from their nap. And then I came here. I was stuck in traffic coming here.
Ugh, I do not envy that traffic.
So,
you got to move out to LA.
Let me give you some her story.
What are you giving us history on? On the Chubby Bunny? Created
by me. I gave you the her story
in 2018.
It is really good, you guys. You should try it. So, I'm going to give you a little herstory on Bailey's.
Oh, okay. I like that.
We've used Bailey's in a couple of our drinks.
Uh-huh.
So let's learn something about it.
I've become a fan of Bailey's.
Me too. So the Irish cream is a mix of Irish whiskey and cream.
Oh, I took a good drink.
So it's whiskey and cream. That is what Irish cream is. And Bailey's came out in 1974. I thought it was older than it is, but it's not.
Really?
Yeah, and it was the first Irish cream to come on the market.
That's interesting. It's only 2 years older than our lead character in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that. And Bailey's comes from, the name Bailey's comes from the Bailey's Hotel in London.
Okay.
And that thing was built in like 1876 and it's still there. So that's where they got their name. And it.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah.
It's the Chubby Bunny coming back.
The Chubby Bunny's coming back.
You're just going to drink some water and you're like, I'm stuffed.
I'll just enjoy this glass of water. I'm stuffed.
So when they made Bailey's, it was made by this father and son team out of Ireland. And when they first made this, it would only last for about a few weeks. So it wasn't...
Why?
I'm thinking because of the cream.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It would spoil.
The cream can only last so long. Eventually, they tinkered with everything. And they got it to last up to over like 2 years, I believe. So we keep this for 2 years, which we won't.
No.
80% of the packaging for Bailey's is, and the ingredients are all sourced from Ireland.
Okay.
So that's cool. And that's a little herstory on some Bailey's that was in my Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
So, Just Friends, you picked it.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Welcome to December, people. We are in our Christmas movie month.
La, 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 la,
ding, I don't know the words, but I love that song.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
I know that part.
Merry, merry, merry. I do know the words, but I'm not going to.
Something about sweet silver bells and something else.
Hark, are the bells, sweet silver bells, all as they sing. Throw cares.
You can go caroling with Ashley, much like the carolers. I'm not saying that she does it. But she might be.
We gonna talk about it tonight at dinner, that's for sure.
Shit.
Okay. So, Just Friends, you want me to hit you with the stats?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, this holiday movie came out on November 23rd, 2005.
Where were you?
I was working at the movie theaters.
Nice.
I had just
Were you there when this came out?
Yeah, I had just graduated from high school, and this was my first year there, because I remember I was an usher. You know, you start at the bottom, and when you clean movie theaters all the time, the songs during the credits get stuck in your head, especially if it's a song that has like words and shit.
Sure.
So this song was Forgiveness, and I would.
This is the new and improved Forgiveness.
And I would like legit make sure I got there early so that I could hear the whole song because I loved it so much. She's just too funny.
She's fantastic. I fucking love her.
So I could not find what the budget was for this movie. So I'm just going to give you what it made.
All right.
So in 2005, it made $32 million, which in today money is $41 million. So,
that's not.
I don't know how much it costs to make it. So as long as it's not 40.
I mean, for a romantic comedy? No, it wasn't. I mean, in 2005, these actors were not giant movie stars like they are now.
Yeah.
But I would put the over under at like probably 6 to 10. Maybe. I'm trying to see it right now, and it does not say what the budget was.
I looked high and low.
High and low? All right, then I'm not going to waste my time.
So, Rotten Tomatoes.
What'd they say? What them bitches say?
The critics gave it a 42.
Fuck!
And your audience gave it a 71.
I feel like both deserve to be higher.
I think it should be 71 for the critics and about a 90 for the audience.
Yeah. I don't know anybody that doesn't like this movie.
True.
So, before we jump into it, Zenobia, let's get personal. Have you ever been in the friend zone?
Oh. I had a feeling you were going to ask me this, too. Mom,
I didn't forewarn you at all, did
brothers,
I?
Brothers, please turn this off.
Ooh, it's story time. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything because...
You don't have to say the name or
anything. I'm not, because like he listens to this.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I had a friend who I... didn't think I liked until other people were like, what's up with you guys? Are you guys like, I'm like, no, that's just my homie, you know?
Mm.
Kick it. And then I started kind of.
And then it kind of opened up your radar like, oh, maybe I do like him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the window, I think the window was open very little and I pussied out and now it is like locked.
Aww.
Which is fine because we are still friends.
Still trapped.
Mm-hmm. And I'd rather be a friend than an ex. So
I get that.
It's fine.
Yeah, I do.
How about you?
Oh, fuck.
Here's the thing. I got a question. So, do guys just feel like if you hang out with a girl and you're nice to her and you have, like, a bond that she's supposed to sleep with you? Like, because a friend zone sounds dumb because I have so many guy friends that are just my guy friends and we just drink and we smoke and we hang out and we just do our shit and we don't do anything.
Let me get sexual. Close to the mic. I will say this.
So
let's get into this. Get into this shit. I can only speak for myself. I can speak for myself and I can speak for guys that I have talked to that kind of have like asked me for advice. And I will say when a guy is friends with a girl, it is...
Don't you ruin my like dream of having all my guy friends.
No, I won't say that. If a guy is friends with a girl, it is very clear, and it needs to be very clear, whether he is interested in her or not.
That's true.
And I will say this. Sometimes you end up in the friend zone because you didn't initially establish that you were attracted to that girl.
Yeah.
That is very important. If you're attracted to a girl, you need to let her know.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let her know immediately. I was terrified of that with Ashley. I met her first night. I made sure that she knew that I was attracted to her, that I was interested in her.
I love you.
Because I had learned my lessons from being in this motherfucking friend zone.
Let me hear it.
Okay, I'll give you the story. I was in the friend zone for years.
Yeah, but I feel like mine was, it was for at least 5 years.
I got you beat.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how many years, we're not going to even stress, but it was some fucking years. And the reason that I stayed in that friend zone is because when a guy is in the friend zone, it's not by accident. Sometimes it's a girl that wants to keep you around as their backup. You know what I mean? Or it's a vengeful thing. My particular situation was a little bit of both.
Okay.
So I was unaware that she did like me. I should have recognized the signs when we first met each other and we first like talked and were getting to know each other and stuff. Mm-hmm. We worked together. However, I ended up hooking up with a coworker that was very competitive with this girl.
You fucked up.
I did to a certain degree.
You fucked up.
And after that, she never failed to remind me of that. So I think she held some resentment towards me for hooking up with this girl. However, I had no idea. I didn't think I had a chance with the girl that I ended up in the friend zone.
Don't bring up
with
stuff when I didn't know that we were, like, if we were together and then we
broke up. Yeah, we weren't together. I didn't think I had a chance in hell with this girl.
If we like hooked up and hung out and then I slept with the coworker, then I could understand you being like, oh.
Exactly. And so I ended up there. And here we go.
Smashley's in the motherfucking building.
Just in time to hear some history on my love life. Awesome. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Pop a chair. We're talking about my friend zone love life.
Oh, sweet.
And guess what, babe? Zenobia made our drink today. She invented it. It is the Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny!
And tell her how good it is.
It is good.
As much as you can in your mouth and say Chubby Bunny.
I can't do that.
I looked up to see if there was a Chubby Bunny, and all I got was how to play Chubby Bunny and pictures of people with marshmallows.
Oh my god. She's gonna make you one, however, she's gonna substitute the vodka because she knows you hate vodka.
You cannot have, you could just have everything but the vodka, or you could go pick something else you want.
I kinda wanna try that. Okay, where was I? Ah, shit. So, yes, stuck in the friend zone with this girl, halfway vengeful situation because I hooked up with some other girl. But like I said, I did not know that she liked me at all. And so we hung out from time to time. We talked a lot. We text a lot. And I would do things for her. I was a very sweet guy. I was very considerate. I always thought about her, remembered the birthdays, all that stuff. I thought about inventive ways to give her gifts or like Christmas and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I stole one idea from this movie.
What'd you do?
Oh, fuck, dude. I really have to say this.
You set her dad's house on fire?
I set her dad's house on fire. Yes, absolutely. No, I made a list.
A list?
You know what? How he makes a list of like 100 reasons why Jamie's so awesome?
Oh, yeah.
I made a very similar list.
What a loser.
I know, dude. If you had known me at this time, nothing like I am now.
I'm glad that I had met you, but we weren't close by this time.
Yeah, no, we weren't. So I will say we stayed like this for a long time. And it's not by accident. She knew I was attracted to her. She always left that window open to a certain degree. You know? Girls aren't stupid. They know what they're doing. They know when a guy's attracted to them. And they never say, I just want you as a friend. If they say that, then it's your responsibility to accept it.
In this movie, that's exactly what she does.
Dusty, can I be honest with you? I think you're a really nice guy.
Thank you.
Exactly. And it's your responsibility to accept that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't handle the fact that you're just going to be her friend, she has made it very clear that you are just her friend. She doesn't see you that way. Then it's your fault that you're in the friend zone. It's not her doing.
I mean, I don't want to get into this because I do feel like, okay, think about like what Dusty says. We're getting into the movie and don't you think I forgot about my drinking game. It's coming.
No.
But Dusty says, how could you, you know, I wrote you that song.
That's what egotistical kind of
girl,
as fuck.
What kind of girl would you be?
I mean, but look at what kind of guy Dusty is. He's a predator. He is the guy, like he said, he's looking for the anger bang. He's looking for sweet revenge for putting him in the friend zone. He wasn't really in the friend zone. And Ryan Reynolds says it in the movie. You wish you were in the friend zone. I was in the friend zone.
He was in the friend
zone. He absolutely was. But, I mean, that wasn't really her fault. And I'm actually not friends, really, with this girl anymore.
Good.
And it's mostly because, like I said, we were in the friend zone for a very long time. I finally let that go. I let go of the idea of her and I ever being together. And after I did let that go, she came out to LA to see me. She came out to one of my plays. It happened to be her birthday. And we were hanging out. We got some drinks afterwards. And she tried to kiss me. And keep in mind, she had a boyfriend at the time.
Ooh.
She's now married to this guy.
Ooh.
And the reason that she's married to him is because I did not let her kiss me. I pulled away. Because it was more like, bitch, are you serious? After all this fucking time, you're going to try and hook up with me when you're in LA, like a little fucking secret or some shit? I've been the other guy more times than I'd like to admit, and I wasn't about to go down that road again, especially with this girl that I had pined for a number of years. And so, yeah, I pulled away. I was a nice guy about it. I finished out the night, sent her home, and I haven't talked to her since.
Good. And now we got Smashley.
And now, well, and then a few years later, I met Smashley.
Smashley?
Actually,
in the house.
You're in the motherfucking house.
Hi, baby.
You're
wearing a Wild the Band sweater today. Look, I'm wearing their shirt.
Yay!
And I was just talking about Wild the Band and how wonderful they are.
They're awesome.
And how it's Wesley's birthday today, their bass player. Y'all need to check them out, I'm telling you.
Get your cup out of the freezer. Oh.
Yeah, you got a nice fancy cup. So that is my friend zone story. Can you get out of the friend zone? Yes. But like anything, you got to put in the work and you've got to separate from that person for a long time. So like he says in the movie, if you feel yourself going there,
it doesn't matter, okay? If you feel yourself going there, walk away.
That is my advice to you young men out there. Think you're in the friend zone? Walk away. Accept it. Walk away. If you really want to try again, come back. In like, I'm talking like a year or two.
So Smashley is having a chubby bunny, but instead of the vanilla vodka, she just puts some light rum in it.
Light rum, because she don't do vodka.
Here, get the chocolate.
Focus.
Oh. Babe, you all this podcasting and you taking pictures.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. Tell me how it is.
Guys.
Hit us with that drinking game.
It's time for the drinking game.
Wait, babe, have you ever been in the friend zone?
Yeah, everyone has. Talked about this. It was with my friend.
You don't have to speak like you're.
I've never done this.
She's like talking in the mic, like.
This is the first time I've ever done
this. It was in high school. My friend Jeremy Rodriguez.
Oh,
I love you because he's still my best friend. Okay. I had a giant crush on him in eighth grade, and he told me he was bi, and I was really hoping that it would work out, but nope, he's fully gay.
100% gay.
So I guess we're still in the friend zone.
He is fantastically gay.
You remind me a lot of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling. All right, so after you made
Jeremy, I love Jeremy.
Wait,
he's
how's
fantastic.
Your chubby bunny?
It's good.
With the rum. Let me tell you something with the rum.
It's good. This is what I needed after work.
Oh, it is pretty good with the rum.
All
right. Okay. So you can
let it be known. You can do this with rum if you're not a vodka fan.
Okay. So with this drinking game, I started making it up, and then I realized I didn't have to make it up. There was one.
There is an actual drinking game for this movie.
But then I just was like, fuck it, man. Today is the day of I'm making everything up. So
you made up the drinking game?
It's another completely made up drinking game. So you take one drink when someone name drops.
His parents are throwing a Christmas bash in Paris.
You know, if it's not Pink calling you, then you got Good Charlotte. It's Jay-Z's birthday party.
She wakes up, tell her I went to meet Bono. You're going to meet Bono? I want to call.
So anytime there's a name drop, which there's quite a few in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
So when Chris is fat or someone talks about her, him being fat.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I was fat.
He's a little chubby buddy. So you take one drink anytime Samantha makes animal noises.
Bad kitty. Let's go, Chris. There's pee on the floor. Meow.
Oh my God.
So you take a drink for that. You take a drink when somebody sings.
Okay.
When Jamie smiles.
Oh, when Jamie smiles?
Any song.
Any song.
It goes for miles. Because she's no ordinary girl. By the way,
God damn it!
There's a real.
Dusty.
Get it together, Dusty.
Come on, Dusty.
There's a real music video to that. It's pretty funny. You should see it.
Jamie Smiles is a real music video?
Yeah. By the way, YouTube that.
Okay.
So you take one drink when Samantha does or says something crazy. So when she's yelling and
so public, when she's on screen.
Yes. Where she gets, you know, shocked, where she beats up the fucking punk metal dudes.
Oh, the director, you mean?
Oh, yes.
Not the director. The writer.
The writer? How the you writer. Gonna jump on my facts? We ain't even... Don't throw the facts out during my drinking game.
Hey, shit happens.
So, you take one drink when the brothers hit or yell at each other.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Morning. What?
Raise your head if your brother's a homo.
Get out of my room. You're the homo.
Yeah. So anytime they I love the where it's like Christmas and they're like trying to be quiet. He's like, they're about to hit each other, but they don't. He goes, I sure. love you.
The sure cookie instead.
Yeah, I love you. I love you too. And then he hands him the cookie. It's like me and my brothers. Okay. So you take one drink when Dusty shows his real self.
Oh, come on, man. Cut the nice guy routine. I know what you're up to, and I am all for it.
Oh.
Okay. Take a drink when someone says friend zone or day date.
Okay.
You take one drink when Mike screams.
Your dick is up!
He screams a lot.
That's yes, he does.
That's the younger brother.
Yes, he does.
He's like, oh, my balls! And he like... that's like my favorite because he gives him the wedgie and he rips his underwear and he's like, my balls! And he slaps him.
You don't give him a wedgie. He straight rips his underwear rips off. His underwear off.
So you take one drink when mom says, Joyce?
Hello, Joyce?
Mom?
Oh, my God.
Or, hello, Joyce?
Hello, Joyce? Or when she misunderstands something very simply.
I'm on the Paracone diet and I need salmon like now. I love salmon. It's the prettiest color for bedroom. So relaxing. What ham did you slap? Not the ham that I just bought.
Okay. What ham? It better not be the ham.
What the ham fridge. Did you slap?
So you take a drink when mom does stuff like that. So you gonna finish your drink when... The Christmas decorated house gets set on fire.
Oh, shit.
So you got that whole scene to finish the drink.
Okay.
And you finish your drink when the jet is down. So when she catches the jet on fire and they have to land in Jersey.
Oh, okay. When she, yes.
Daddy, we're down. Uh-huh. You finish that drink.
Okay.
And that is, Mako, do you got any?
No, I love it. That's perfect. That is this one of your little plans?
Ashton! What are you pumped? So that is my completely made up drinking game. I'm getting good at these games.
I'm getting good at drinking.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I'm going to start drinking. Okay. Does anybody want some salmon? Maybe some coffee or something? Just going to...
Oh, I love, see, mom's.
I love salmon. It's the prettiest color for bedrooms. So relaxing.
She's so cute.
Okay, I could quote this entire movie, and I probably will one day. But let's get into it.
Can I break you off a little bit of how this movie got made?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, break me off a little bit of how this movie
got made. Unless you already know about all this.
Hijack the plane?
I'm about to hijack it.
No, you ain't.
So Adam texts Davis, the writer.
Yes.
And Chris Bender.
Bender.
The producer. And Richard Berner, executive producer, are friends in real life.
Yes.
And they have all been in the friend zone themselves.
Yes, they have.
So this story...
As has the entire crew.
Everybody. And that's kind of what this all started. Do you have the DVD to this movie?
I do.
Did you watch the...
Fuck yeah, I did.
Okay, so we're on...
I watched the special features.
So we on the same...
Everybody has a story. Gorgeous fucking Ryan Reynolds has a story about being in the friend zone.
Who?
Ashley is absolutely infatuated with Ryan Reynolds. As is most girls. He's number one? Yeah. Oh, shit. You are never allowed to work with him.
Wait, that's your Will Smith?
Yes.
If you ever work with Will Smith, is there any way I can get on set?
I can see what I can do.
I'll be good. Okay. I'm just gonna...
If you ever work with Ryan Reynolds, is there any way I can get you fired?
No.
I'm
gonna get you fired! Hope you enjoy unemployment, dickweed!
Get off me, Jesus boy! So, in 1998... Tex came up with this idea for the script.
Yes.
And this happened because in real life, he was in the friend zone at that time.
And that's actually pretty quick for a writer to get a movie made. From 98 to 2005, that's only 7 years. For your first movie, that is.
That's because...
However, he had some friends that were in the business, so that definitely helps.
With all of this, Chris Bender.
The producer.
Yes. He... kind of helped come up with this Just Friends story as well.
Yes.
That's so much that they changed the name to Chris.
Yeah.
Because he was in a friend zone that lasted way too long. And well, I'm going to get to it.
That too, but the first script didn't work.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. He was too much of a pussy. That's right. It was a tragedy.
Nobody wants to be with...
It was just constantly this guy getting shit on and kicked in, like the balls and just
of
everything.
Of course she doesn't want to be with you. You're a pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
So apparently Chris was kind of so much like this character that they named the character after
him. From Chris Bender, and the main character's name is Chris Brander.
Yep.
They stretched on that one.
They didn't stretch it hard enough, but I see what they're doing. But after 8 years of working on this movie, Chris ended up kissing his just friend.
Yes, he did.
And then they end up getting married.
Yeah, so they changed shit.
And as this film was being filmed, Chris wasn't even there because he was too busy having his first child with his former just friend. So, I mean, so because of how Chris's in real life story changed, they kind of changed the story of this one.
Yes. And keep in mind, people, if you are in the friend zone, even Chris Bender had a, let's call it a hiatus from his just friend. You know, you can't stay just friends and then hope that something's going to turn around. It's not going to happen.
You got to
cut the cord, come back as a completely different person. Let them forget about you in their life altogether.
So the body shake.
That's good.
Ow.
That's real.
Yeah. That is
Tex.
Tex.
He, who is a writer, he went on a date with a just friend and was trying to go in for the kiss, but wimped out because she was going in for like a handshake hug.
Yeah, like she like brought out a hand at the last minute and he like aborted the kiss.
And he just shook her body.
That body shake took forever to film.
Yeah, Tex.
They could not get the body shake right.
They couldn't get it to look right on camera. So the funny director, Roger, he pulled Tex and a co-producer out into the snow to demonstrate the body shake in front of the cast and crew and 50 onlookers out in the snow. That's what he made him do. He's like, we just can't get this body shake right. Can you please show us how it's done? So these two male cast crew members are sitting in the snow in front of 50
everybody.
Cast and crew and 50 fucking onlookers.
Just residents of the neighborhood.
Yeah, they're like, what kind of movie is this? He's just body shaking in the snow, two men body shaking.
Ryan Reynolds is in this.
Yeah.
Actually, one person did come up to the set and she was talking to Ryan Reynolds, but he was in the fat suit.
Yep.
So she's like, I heard that Ryan Reynolds is in. Yeah, he is. I think he's over there, not knowing that she's talking to Ryan Reynolds.
It took 4 hours and 12 pounds of.
Why are you looking at me like that, babe?
For Ryan.
You didn't know that. Fun fact for you.
For Ryan Reynolds' face.
You don't have to be silent.
And fat suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they did a great job with the fat suit.
I think they did good. And so, yeah, like you said, Ryan was like, yeah, he's so sad. And she didn't even know she was sitting there talking to the real deal. I think I could tell, especially because his voice is so distinctive.
The only thing that I noticed, well, of course, his voice, but his chin.
His eyes.
Well, I mean,
your eyes never change.
As far as the suit, the only flaw that I saw was his chin. So his chin under his teeth wouldn't move with the rest of his chub that was like his cheeks and his like turkey neck and all that stuff.
Did you know that he's doing the voice of Pikachu in the new Pokemon movie?
No.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I don't
obsess over him like Ashley anxiously nodding her head over there.
She's just saying that she already knows.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying that like before they flashed his name on the trailer, I knew it was his voice. That's what I'm saying. So like just talking to him, I'd be like, you sound like
motherfucking Ryan Reynolds playing Pikachu.
I see you. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to be, but I'm. Oh, but you're. Oh, God. What is that show?
What show?
The Netflix show.
The Ranch? How I Met Your Mother?
No.
I don't know. Tell me or I'll kill you.
About rap.
Oh, The Get Down.
The Get Down. That's what's like. So the lead dude from The Get Down, I guess, plays Ash Ketcher.
Of course he does. He's actually doing really good.
I like him, so yeah, he's a good actor. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
But
he was in Jurassic World with Chris Pratt and all that
stuff.
The
new one, I didn't see the last one.
He's in the most recent Jurassic World.
So, yeah.
Killing it.
What do you want to talk about?
Let's start with Tex. Adam Tex Davis, the writer.
All right.
You know, you stole most of my information. But
well, that's all I have on him, so hit it. Give me what I don't know.
He, like I was saying, he also plays the metal shop heckler when Samantha James is at the metal shop when was supposed to go to the coffee shop for open mic night.
But Mike takes her to the metal shop,
and she's up there with her fucking guitar singing Forgiveness.
They're like, you suck!
Hey, Ashley Simpson, Forgiveness!
Fuck you, I'm gonna kill you!
So Tex is the heckler that she dives through the crowd and starts fucking slamming his head up against the floor.
Somebody now, bitch! Not so soon now!
That's the writer.
I thought that was awesome. He's been doing good. He has done two TV series since doing Just Friends, or since writing Just Friends. He created Brain Games as well as Brain Child.
What's Brain Games? Like that? That
I don't know if he has kids or not.
Brain Games, like the TV show?
Yes.
I love that show!
That's Tex.
It always makes me think.
Yeah, that's
kind of... Good point. I get that. That's so cool.
And he also just completed his first feature that he was the producer, writer, cinematographer, and co-director of. It's called 14 Minutes from Earth.
Oh, shit.
Came out in 2016.
Okay.
So he's moving up in the business. He's doing his thing. So... Tex, keep doing what you're doing. It seems to be working.
It seems to be working. Keep teasing my brain with the Brain Game. I fucking love that show.
And I mean, let's talk about these people that created this. So Chris Bender, like you said, the one who the character is named after.
Yep.
Since doing Just Friends, he's a straight producer. He doesn't direct, he doesn't write, he doesn't do other things. He's a producer. So he produced Horrible Bosses 2.
Okay, I like that.
He produced The Hangover 1 and 2.
I like those two.
And he is currently producing Mulan.
Mulan,
why you gotta look at Ashley?
Because we were talking about it. Jeez, stop. Edit this out so it doesn't sound like I'm racist.
You don't sound racist. I was waiting for her to turn out the corner, but
yeah, that's what I'm
she's
saying.
Just happy that Jamie Chung is not playing that character.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yeah, she's very close to this movie. And I didn't do a lot on Mr. Richard Brenner. I do know that as of 2005, he was still single.
Hey.
But he took what he learned from the friend zone, you know. I know that, you know, he did San Andreas and Game Night. So he's still producing movies.
All right, those are good ones.
Yeah. Oh, right before he did this one, though, he did do The Butterfly Effect. I like that movie.
Oh, me fucking... too.
Yeah. Oh, that's your shit right there.
With
that's
Amy
your
Smart,
genre. Yeah.
She's in it too.
With Amy Smart and Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. No, it was just
I wonder
and
if that's how she got this movie.
And I wonder because before that, I never really cared so much for her. I mean, she's okay because I was in high school, I was in love with Varsity Blues.
Yeah.
She was in that. But it wasn't until I saw her in Butterfly Effect and you see her go through all the different changes. Like,
yes.
And that made me like Ashton more too.
So we can start with talking about her.
Okay. I don't really
And you already named it. Two of my favorite movies of hers, which are Varsity Blues and The Butterfly Effect.
Yes.
But I will say I love her in Road Trip and I also love her in Crank.
She's the girlfriend in Crank. Huh?
She's Jason Statham's girlfriend in Crank, and she plays this fucking ditzy girlfriend that's like oblivious to his real life, but she's so endearing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she's incredibly sexy. I want to say she was named number 22.
I think it's 24, but yeah.
Yeah, 22 on like Maxim's Hot 100 or something like that.
I mean, I'm not saying that she's not hot.
She is, but she's a great actress.
I think she's a better actress than she is hot. I know that sounds awful.
I agree.
Like, I feel like she's good because she can play any basic blonde California chick or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
and I would like to see her do something different from that. I mean, she's born and raised in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's why, you know, she's...
You know, but she's got that... You know what she... She's going through like the same thing that Michelle Pfeiffer went through when she was younger.
And
you know,
that's why
trying to typecast her.
And that's why I said I liked her in Butterfly Effect, because there's a part in Butterfly Effect where she's like a druggie.
Yep, she is cracked the fuck out.
Yeah. And I was like, dang, she did a good job.
Yeah, she did a great job. I agree.
I'm gonna put that on the list because I haven't seen that in so long.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that one.
Okay, good.
So yeah, I would like to see her get away from those roles. She just finished doing a recurring role in Shameless, where she plays the main character's kind of like slutty party girl friend. I liked her in that, but she's manipulative in that one, which is pretty cool because she's never played that as much.
Right.
And the last thing I will say is she is repped by one of my favorite managers in the industry. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to say.
She's repped by Brian Medavoy.
Hey, Brian.
Do you know who that is?
I do.
Okay. So Brian Medavoy is a manager in Hollywood. He is, he's been around since, I think, the late 80s, early 90s. And more recently, like, he was very big during that time. He stepped away for personal reasons. I'm not going to get into that. But now he is very active on social media. He is a part of Talent Managers for Actors, run by another great manager, Wendy Elaine or Allen. I think it's Elaine Wright.
Okay.
And they are great advocates for actors.
Oh,
you know, he's got a weekly, I guess you'd call it a blog, And he talks about certain things about the industry, what actors need to do to get ahead in the industry.
That's awesome.
You know, what is getting in your way, what you're doing that's getting in your own way, all kinds of stuff. And so I am a very big fan of him. I would love for him to rep me, shit. But anyway.
All right. You got anything else on Amy?
Amy Smart. I want to see her do some stuff that isn't the Pretty Blonde.
I know.
You know,
me too.
I think she
is good.
I think she is very good, and I think she can.
I feel like when she gets old, we're going to see some real parts come from her.
Yeah. She's going to be our next Diane Keaton, maybe.
Yeah, where we don't need any.
And Ashley worked with her.
Oh, did you?
What did you work with her on, babe?
The Marc Maron show.
Oh, okay.
She's sweet.
Very sweet. She played the psychotic bitch wife.
There you go.
Who's into BDSM.
Oh.
Ooh.
Amy. Behave.
You watch that
My
way.
Goodness.
So, can we talk about Ryan Reynolds now?
Not yet. Hell no.
Oh, okay.
He's down the list. Or at the top of the list, you might say.
He just doesn't. He wants Smashley to not be listening.
No, it's not that. I love Ryan Reynolds, just not in the same way that Ashley loves Ryan Reynolds.
I love
Reynolds.
Him too, and not in the same way. I mean, kind of in the same way as Ashley.
Kind of.
Probably more towards your way.
Dude is ripped as fuck. He's never out of shape. I don't blame either one of you.
Good.
You want to know what Ashley's top five is?
I think I know it, but let me hear it.
I'm gonna go down the list for our listeners. Ashley's top five, we already mentioned Ryan Reynolds.
He's her Will Smith, apparently.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
She's got a Ryan thing.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Aw.
Uh-huh.
No.
Chris Evans.
Yes.
And Jensen Ackles from Supernatural.
Wow, you got it.
I know. I finally have it memorized, babe.
And Mila Kunis.
And a close sixth place is Miss Mila Kunis.
I know that one. And I love her, so that's...
I'm incredibly insecure about this list.
And you know what?
None of them look like me.
That's okay. Your
They're
list,
all tall,
none of your list
blonde-haired,
looks like
blue-eyed white boys.
I was just watching Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. You remember that movie?
No, I watched the first one. I didn't go through the rest of them.
I was babysitting today, and I just put it on. But Mila Kunis is in it.
Is she?
Like a little 12, 13-year-old, yeah.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
I love
like,
her.
Is that me?
She's fantastic.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. Who are we talking about next?
Let's talk about the director.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Roger Cumble.
Mm-hmm.
So you might know him from directing The Sweetest Thing. You like that movie, don't you?
It's on our list.
What is this?
Literally?
What is this?
I want to say this. I was having this conversation with your cousin Monique.
I thought you were going to say my sister.
Two days ago. And she gave me a haircut. And no one was in the living room. So I took my shirt off to try to get the hair off my chest.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, 25, 30. And then we were just sitting there doing the live show. She's like, what is this? Look.
You guys can't see, but she's mimicking everything
I'm doing
from the
everything.
Movie. If you haven't seen The Sweetest Thing, it
Cameron
is. Diaz. They're talking about the Jell-O arms.
The Jell-O arms. And she's like, what's that? Hi. And she's like, we did that legit whole scene. And I was like, we need to put that on the list.
Another thing that he is more solely responsible for is Cruel Intentions.
I was hoping you're going
to
get to that
one. Yeah, he's the writer, he's the creator, he's the director.
I didn't know he wrote
he
it.
He did Cruel Intentions 2.
That movie
He
sucked.
Did the TV series.
That also sucked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It did.
I loved it.
Did.
I loved the movie
The
too
only
much.
Thing I like about Cruel Intentions 2 is it introduced me to Amy Adams.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
she ain't in this movie.
Nothing beats
Cruel Intentions 1. Fucking fantastic.
Put it on the list.
It's, yeah. Move
Finish
that
your
shit
drink
up
when
the
you
list.
See
That's
Sebastian's booty. I used to wait for that scene. All right. I'm already adding stuff for that video game.
I want to see him do another movie. You know? He's been directing TV, so he did a lot of TV directing for Suits and the Mindy Project.
Yeah.
But I want to see him do another movie. Roger is a great director. He's got a good eye. He's one of those directors, though, that is a hoarder. So he gets every possible option for a take.
I was going to say.
Yeah. And then he tries to find the movie in the editing room. Personally, that's not my style. I don't want a bunch of different options. I'm more laser focused and I want like 3 to 5 takes, good takes.
I feel like that works with dramatic, but when you're doing comedy, you want a bunch of different takes because you don't.
For punchlines, yes.
You don't know what's going to be funny.
For punchlines, so yes. I agree.
When I was watching the behind the scenes of this, they had them say
the line. Oh, you did watch the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had them say the line.
That's why you steal
over and over in different ways. Say it like you're Mr. Vegas. Say the line like, you know, you're laughing through it. Say the line like, you know, you're an LA snob or whatever. He just kept throwing different ways for them to say things over and over. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of
And he's great at that. He's great at communicating with the actors.
And I think
not that, every director can do that.
You're right. And I think that that's why it only works with comedies because one, you yes, can write a joke. You can
actors write a don't joke. Want you to hand them the lines.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Because you could write a joke and it sounds funny on paper, but then when you say it, there's just something wrong with it.
Uh-huh.
Or they're just not delivering it sure. right or something like that. And so when you have so many different options of it, when it comes to comedy, it works better.
I'm suddenly reminded of Tom Hanks talking about when he played Woody and they would have him do 30 different takes of one sentence and then they would go with like the first one.
Yeah, it's different for, I mean, I understand animation because, you know, that's all you have.
Yeah, it's just your voice.
That's all you have. And yeah. you can animate.
But even it. When you're in, it's still acting. When you're in yeah. that booth,
oh yeah,
you're being as animated as the character. You're throwing your hands up in the air. Yep. You're doing everything that the cartoon is doing.
If you want to see a good one, watch, go on YouTube and look up Robin Williams doing
yes.
Aladdin, doing the genie.
Yes.
And that'll show you like how they do it. He does literally everything.
That absolutely everything.
And they and the artists take from what he's doing and they kind of add it into, you know, the animation thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a fun fact.
Okay.
About Roger.
About Roger?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ready for a fun fact?
Yes, I'm going to take a drink.
So Roger, he co-wrote Forgiveness. Did you know that? It's more than saying sorry.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He said, usually he would tell someone else to just, you know, do the song or whatever. But being that he was in a high school band that broke up back in the day and never got to really do any shit, he was like, oh, this is my chance. And so he wanted to write a really, really bad Beatles song.
Okay.
And he does the background singing on pretty much all of the vocals at the end of the song are all done by him.
Nice.
So if you listen to the credits, it's the full song.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, that's him. He's probably forgetting. That's him doing okay. some shit like
so
that.
So they Michael Jacksoned it up and, like, did different takes of it and just dubbed his voice over?
Over, like, in the back, yeah.
I like it.
So, yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I was like, oh, so this he wrote this stupid-ass song. He had a good time writing a stupid-ass song.
Yes.
He also said that the toothpaste scene came together on set.
Really?
Roger said that they kind of didn't really have anything there.
Okay.
And when Ryan Reynolds came back on set.
I fucking love that scene. Yeah. Dude, she's fine. She's got her toothpaste.
She's got her toothpaste. She's happy.
Uh-huh.
So.
What'd you do to her? Nothing. She's just all loopy from all the Vicodin.
So Roger said that he wanted to add the Bugs Bunny, like, headache thing. You know how, like, they put the ice pack and just ties it around
yeah,
his head?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because
nobody does that. That's not, no. like, that's not how you do. But he was like,
let's he, like, see. Opens the door and she's just, like, shirtless with her hair covering her boobs. Like, and she got that fucking thing around her head with bubbles. Toothpaste.
Yeah.
All like Bob Wall.
So they wanted to have the Bugs Bunny thing, and he was just like, you know what? And let's just give her some toothpaste and let her go at it. And so he gave her some toothpaste in her mouth, and it worked. He said that the joke, if he would have wrote that joke down in his script, it would have not have worked. And
no,
it would have been like, what the fuck is this when they were reading it? Because it just wouldn't work on
page. Dude, a million times this happens. You have an idea of what you want to film. You have a storyboard, you have a script, you have a plan, you have a shot list. Never does it work out that way. You have to, I mean, as soon as you step on set, all bets are off. Anything can fucking happen. And you have to be flexible.
Yeah.
You have to make it work. That's why I hate it when writers are such sticklers about their script and they argue that what they wrote isn't what ends up on the screen. It's not going to be. And you have to accept that.
And because it just might
It's going to be as close as anybody can get it.
I'm going to get the essence of whatever your line is.
Exactly. So let's jump into the cast. First and foremost.
I'm ready for another drink. I don't know
about you. Of course you are.
How about you?
No, I'm still nursing this one.
Smashley, come here so I can pour the rest of your thing in your cup. So
don't get Smashley too drunk.
It's not, but I don't want to mix rum in with the drink that I'm making.
Okay. She's having trouble getting up.
I'm just going to drink it. Forget it.
Okay, so let's start with the Brander family.
Brander.
The Brander family.
Okay.
Starting with the mom, Carol Brander, played by Julie Haggerty.
All right, give me some on her.
She's the sweetest little thing.
She's like, be yourself.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Now come on, Mikey, now you're making snow angels.
She's fucking fantastic in this and in other stuff.
What else is she in?
She is in, she kind of stuck with, romantic comedies for a lot of her career. So, as well as, TV, but she's in, She's the Man with Amanda Bynes.
I used to love that.
She's also
Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Channing Tatum. She's also in A Guy Thing. Did you ever see that one?
A Guy Thing.
It's another romantic comedy. Her first job was on Airplane with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, that's, there we go.
Dude.
There we go. Yeah. I kept going like, I know her.
You know her face, right?
But I don't know what I know her from. Yeah, she's super young.
Mm-hmm. And she's still killing it. She is currently in Mark Wahlberg's new movie, Instant Family.
Ooh, I don't know what that is.
But... It just came out in theaters. It's the one where Mark Wahlberg and... the British girl that's in all the romantic comedies right now. She's in Bridesmaids. She's in Neighbors. She's Albus Snow's wife in Get 'Em to the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Mark Wahlberg's wife, and they are adopting children.
Okay.
So, instant family. There you go. So she's... fucking killing it to this day. She started out in the 80s and she is still doing her thing. I love her. I fucking love her. She's the sweetest thing. And she plays... I will say this. It takes a very smart person to play a dumb character. And she is dumb.
Joyce? Hello, Joyce? He's like, Mom, get off the phone.
Well, Chris, what are you doing at Joyce's?
I am literally 10 feet away from you in the other room. Okay, so I want to know, what do you want for dinner?
Please.
Get off the phone.
Oh, my God. And then his fucking brother gets on the phone. He cannot get privacy on this phone. I want to know why he was on the house phone in the first place. There's nothing wrong with his cell phone. That's kind of that was on my mind when I was watching the movie.
That is true, because it's 2005.
Yeah. His brother's like heckling him. Oh, my God. I'm going to freaking puke.
I had a cell phone in 2005.
You're so dead. Do you hear me? Whatever, dude. Okay. So speaking of Mike Brander, he's played by the hilariously talented Chris Marquette.
Yes, he was a good addition.
I fucking love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is a great actor. I want to see him do more stuff. My favorite movies are Alpha Dog.
Yes.
You've seen it. I'm very excited that you've seen it because I love that movie.
One, I love Justin Timberlake. So I watch
that's
anything
right. Timberlake is in that. Dude, breaks
and
my
heart. He does
heart.
A really good job in
he
it.
He does do a good job. That's like one of his few dramas.
And I like, oh God, what is his name? The who plays the brother?
The brother. Not sure which brother you're talking about.
He plays the kid's brother. Like, he's the one who is the reason why they hijacked his brother, is because he owed them money. He owed Johnny true love money.
I don't remember.
He's a fantastic actor. I can't remember his name, but he, anytime I see him in anything, he was in Fast Forward. Is that, you remember that show?
Fast Forward?
It was like a Disney show.
I don't know what that is, back but. In the 90s.
But yeah, no, he, anything I see him in, he's such a phenomenal actor that I always.
Yes, I agree. Another one of my favorite movies of his is Fanboys. Did you see yes. that? You've seen all these movies. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one, I love Star Wars.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, The Girl Next Door.
Yes. Which is your movie.
That's going to be my movie. It's getting on this show.
You've mentioned eventually. It about three times now.
And he's fucking great in that. He's like sitting there watching porn while he's on the phone. Yeah. It's like, dude, I told you, it really creeps me out when you watch that while you're on the phone with me. Shh, learn to like it.
Yeah.
It's like destined to be a porn director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He actually has two shows right now.
What's he on? He looks a lot different than he does.
He does.
He's a grown man now.
He has grown up a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, he can't play those characters anymore. He's like 34, 35 right now, mm-hmm. but he has aged since doing these movies. He's on HBO's Barry.
Okay.
With Bill Hader.
I like that.
Do you watch that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show.
I've seen a couple of like it. Yep.
And he is also on a show called All Wrong. I don't know what network it plays on or what like platform, but he plays one of the main characters. I think he's actually either the lead or the second lead. Plays a guy named Carlos, and which is fine because he is white and Cuban. That's his ethnicity.
Okay.
But I have no idea where it's at. It's not on like Netflix or Amazon or Hulu. It's not on the main streaming networks. Maybe it's on a channel that I'm unaware of on TV.
Somebody, if you know out there, shout us a holla so we can watch it.
Yes. But anyway, Chris Marquette, we love you. Please make another movie. Please continue to do comedy.
You're really funny.
He really is. It is. And a lot of these movies, I'm going to name my top three, but the fact of the matter is Just Friends is right up there, if not at number one for a lot of these actors.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with Amy Smart and Chris Marquette and Chris Klein.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about him next. Let's fucking talk about Chris Klein. Plays Dusty Lee, a.k.a. Dusty Dinkelman.
Dusty Lee?
It's Dinkelman.
Dinkelman's going down.
I love his best friend. He's just like always pumping him up.
Yes, yes. I wanted to talk about that. Before we get into Chris Klein, we have to do an honorable mention for Fred Ewinick. I think that's how you say his name. And Amy Matisio, who play Clark and Darla.
Your names are Clark and Darla?
Oh my god, that's so cute!
It is super cute.
I just want to eat you up. Rah, 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 rah.
He's like, I have a quick question. Do you think that we will ever change to the metro system? He's like, well, that's a good...
That's a very interesting... Oh my god!
Yeah,
I love Amy Smart's face in that. She did that really well. Like, she's like hey. Going about her day, her normal work day. She sees, her, day. Like, she sees her friends, and she's like... And Darla's like mouthing, "This is Chris Brander," and she looks at him. She's like doing the shake, and she's like, "Oh my god!" And like you see it on her face. It's fucking fantastic.
Man, I would have turned around, pulled my hair out of that fucking ponytail, shook it, get some cleavage, and be like, "Oh my god, Chris!"
No, I like the way they set it up.
No, I'm talking about just me in real life.
It's incredibly endearing how she hides, she and jumps. Then she's like. Looks over the counter. What are you doing back there?
She was spilled.
Oh, I'm just busted. Hey. She like doesn't hide it.
I know. I have totally done that numerous of times.
Like, it's way sweeter that way.
I usually just run in the back. I'm like, fuck it. And I just like,
I'm out. Yep. I'm not ready for this. Absolutely not.
Yeah. So I like them. Both of them did a great job. Being the voice of reasons on both sides.
Yes, absolutely. Chris Klein. Dusty Dinkelman. I'm always going to know him as Dinkelman, not as Dusty Lee. What do you know about Dusty Dinkelman?
Oh, Dusty Lee?
Works in a building, drives ambulance. My favorite movies of his, obviously, American Pie. Mm-hmm. He's in American Pie. He's in American Pie 2. He's not in American Wedding.
No.
Only because they didn't have enough of a story to fit him in. And he was in Europe at the time.
I mean, he could have... Wait.
During the filming of American Wedding.
I think there's another one coming too.
There's an American Reunion. I don't know if he's in that one.
Nope.
I don't know. Well, but another movie that I love of his is We Were Soldiers. Did you ever see that?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Mel Gibson, right?
Yes, Mel Gibson. Dude, breaks my fucking heart. Actually, your heart goes out to him. You want to root for this guy in this. He has a great character in this movie.
Yeah.
It's a great dramatic role for him.
That was an HBO like miniseries.
No, that was a feature.
It was a feature.
That was a feature. Yeah.
I did see absolutely.
But dude, and fuck. Okay, we're not talking about that one. I'm not going to spoil that movie.
Come on, yeah. Get back to where we're at.
I love that movie.
It's really great. I know.
he's actually currently in post-production for Benchwarmers 2. Strangely enough, none of the original Benchwarmers are in it. So I don't know what's going on with this one. I do know that John Lovitz is going to be in it also, and a few other people. So we'll see. We'll see if it's any good or not.
So you forgot one of my favorite movies of his. Or you didn't mention one of my favorite movies.
What's that?
The Election. In 1999.
I didn't talk about that because I've never seen it.
Well, you have to because...
It's his first movie.
This is where he got discovered.
It is where he got discovered.
So when he was in high school, the director for Election, Alexander Payne, he was scouting for school locations to do Election, which you should totally watch. It's hilarious. It's a very good dark comedy. And I think you would like it.
Okay.
And he plays like a dumb jock.
Of course he does.
And he decides that like, I'm going to run for student class president my senior year. And God, what's her name?
Oh. I do know. I'm just waiting for you to find it. Her name is Reese Witherspoon.
There you go. And Reese Witherspoon wants to, she's like the studious, smartest, and she wants to be the president. And she's just very crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and fucking Ferris Bueller's the principal.
Uh-huh.
It's good. You should watch.
Matthew Broderick.
You never seen it?
I've seen, like, snippets of
it. I believe it's an MTV movie, but it is
I've seen
a good
snippets
one.
Of it. It's during that time when MTV was making great movies.
They were. Like The Wood.
Did they make The
Oh,
Wood?
Hell yes, they did.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
The Wood. I was going to say Varsity Blues and She's All That, but...
They made She's All That?
Mm-hmm.
I love Varsity Blues. Don't even get me started.
Varsity Blues is one of my favorite football movies.
Amy Smart up in there.
Amy Smart did do her thing in that one.
Okay. So, yeah. That's my little fun fact is that, you know, if it wasn't for that movie, we might not have him.
Yeah. But we already talked about Amy Smart. So let's talk about the wonderful, the crazy, the fantastically talented and wonderfully beautiful Anna Faris.
Woo!
I think she is one of my favorite actresses in Hollywood. I'll say that. I won't say actresses. I will say she's one of my favorite people in Hollywood.
Her faces are ridiculous.
They really are. She is not afraid to be ugly.
Like, her faces just make me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Like, seeing her... First time I remember her, a scary movie.
Yes. And that was one of her first movies when she got to LA. Dude, she practically, like, got off the plane because she grew up in Seattle. And she basically moved to LA and immediately got noticed by Keenan Ivory Wayans for Scary Movie. Just one of those few situations that like lightning strikes as soon as you get here.
I hate you because it never happens anymore. Wayne brothers, and if they could discover me, I'd be like the happiest person.
Don't you wish In Living Color was still running?
In Living Color.
Oh my God, In Living Color.
Do what you wanna do.
In Living Color. That show is responsible for so many people's careers.
Jim Carrey, man.
Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, Tommy Davidson, David Alan Greer, Marlon, all the Waynes.
The list could go on.
Dude, it can really go on.
Okay. So, can I give you a little fun facts on Anna Faris? She reminded me a lot of me.
Anna Faris?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like you said, she's from Washington, and she started acting at a young age, but not professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved the theater so much that she eventually produced her own play using Neighborhood Children.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It wasn't that she just like played acting. Like Anna, this girl was like an unpaid producer, director, writer, and actress. Like she ramped the show and got all the little neighborhood kids to be like, all right, so you're going to play the wolf and you're Red Riding Hood or whatever it was that she was doing. Uh-huh. And the kids followed in suit.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Because I was definitely like that when I was a young kid.
Which is why she has her own show now.
Yeah.
Have you seen Mom?
Yes.
Dude, I love that. Allison Janney is fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Oscar award-winning Allison Janney is on the TV show.
Yeah, and she graduated from the University of Washington with a degree in English literature. So she is also a smart cookie.
Anna, you're not using that degree. Don't worry about it. You are doing fantastic.
So she's one of my favorites. She pretty much made this movie. Like,
I won't say that she made this movie because everybody in here is great.
I just want to... Okay, I'm going to give you a fun fact, and I want you to just imagine.
Okay.
Imagine that she didn't get the job.
Okay. Okay.
So this character is inspired by Paris Hilton.
Oh, Jesus. Is this how Paris is really like?
Apparently, they just exaggerate her into being this obsessive, fame, non-talented person.
Okay.
So Paris ended up auditioning for the part.
No.
And they said that she did a good job, but it was just kind of weird.
I'm going to say this. I stumbled upon a Paris Hilton movie once.
House of Wax is probably the only one I've ever seen of hers.
It was fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
But I only watched House of Wax because I love scary movies.
Okay.
Not because she was in it.
Well.
But yeah.
Let's get back to Anna.
So I love could her. You imagine anybody else playing Samantha?
I can say that there are other actresses that can play crazy. It would be a different movie, but it would still be a good movie.
Okay.
I can't give her full credit for the movie because Ryan Reynolds does an amazing job. Amy Smart does an amazing job. Chris Klein does an amazing job. Frederick and Amy and Chris Marquette and the mom, they all do fantastic jobs. Even the kids are fucking hilarious.
All I want to say is that...
Brand, you suckster.
The only thing I want to say is that if I really thought about it, the only person that I could think to play her would be Amy Poehler.
Yeah, she could. But this is a Hollywood movie. They could have searched far and wide and they could have found somebody much like Anna Faris that didn't have a big name and she could have equally done a great job. They could have found Awkwafina.
Don't even. Awkwafina was too young.
She was too young. But that's not to say that there wasn't another person that could do this role.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm just saying I can't see anybody. If anyone else did this role.
There's not going to be a better person, I will say that.
That's what I'm saying.
That is already well known and established.
I don't know who could be as crazy and obnoxious as she. And she brought a lot of her, like we said, Roger made them do a bunch of different takes of doing whatever they wanted. So, of course, we're getting a different Samantha than is probably written because they let her do it so many times.
Yeah, I agree. So, my favorite three movies of hers, 22 Jump Street.
Yep.
Scary movie, obviously, like.
One and two.
Well, she's in 1, 2, 3, and 4. She is not in 5.
I'm going to repeat my statement. 1 and 2.
Are the ones that you like. And one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite comedies as well, Waiting.
Yes.
I fucking love that movie.
And also with
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that movie came out the same exact year as this movie, 2005.
Did it really?
It sure did.
Oh, that's funny.
I love Waiting. I do.
I fucking love that movie. We're going to do it.
Of course I remember it because I worked there. And not at the restaurant. I'm talking about I worked at the movie theater.
Oh, okay.
I worked at the movie theater when this came out.
Okay. And it's set in Riverside.
It is set in Riverside. I was going to say, like, it's set in Riverside because it's like Riverside Community College. Like, fucking, yeah.
I agree.
It sucks living in Riverside.
What is the name of that restaurant?
It's not real. It wasn't filmed there, I'm pretty sure.
Eat at Shenanigans.
Oh, Shenanigans.
Enjoy your food.
That movie, like, I don't know if it could be made today, but it is.
I love that it was made.
I'm glad that it was made.
Justin Long did a great job, too. But dude, they've been in 4 movies together.
Justin Long?
Justin Long and Anna Faris.
What else?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, so they're in 2 of those.
Yeah, 3 of them or something like that. This one... No, not this one. Waiting and one other one I can't remember.
He's a great guy. I love him.
Justin Long? Oh, yeah. And he's a great fucking actor, too.
He's the Mac, right? The Apple. You remember the commercials?
I do remember those commercials.
He's not a PC. He's a Mac.
Mm-hmm. The last thing that I will talk about with Miss Anna Faris is her podcast.
Ooh, I had a feeling you were going to bring this up.
She has her own podcast. It is one of my favorite podcasts, her and her partner, Mr. Sim Sarna.
I have to say, I've only heard...
They give unqualified advice.
I've only heard a handful of episodes.
Okay.
Because one of my favorite podcasts, My Favorite Murder, the girls were on there, and I listened to it. And
Well, I'll say this. She is somewhat responsible for Dax Shepard having his podcast.
He got his armchair.
He was on Unqualified, and he was on a number of podcasts before this.
Right.
But she said that, you know, he should do a podcast.
And
now we have Unqualified with Dax Shepard and Miss Manica Padman.
Armchair expert.
Yes. He's an armchair expert.
I know, I do like his little
song. His little jingle.
Yeah,
I love her podcast. I love her. I think she's a fantastic person. I wish that there were more people in Hollywood like her.
You want to hear a fun fact about her? What? Fun fact!
Give me a fun fact.
So she downed Red Bulls constantly while on set shooting this.
Really? To get energy, that fucking...
to keep that like... Like, to keep all that shit up.
To keep her craziness up?
To keep her craziness up.
Oh, that's great.
She was constantly downing Red Bull.
That's great. I mean, it's not. You should not, Anna, you should not be drinking those things. They're
this
terrible
was in 2005. We didn't know any better. 2005, Red Bull was just hitting the market.
It
big,
was.
Big time. And I remember being in high school.
Well, it came out in like...
Early 2000s.
99, 2000.
But that's when it became like Red Bull.
Yeah.
And I remember
my
growing
first
up in Riverside.
It was disgusting.
Corona is where Monster Energy drink is from.
Really?
Which is literally the next city over. Okay. So they used to come to our school and give us free Monsters all the fucking time. And I was addicted to Monsters for a long time. And I still once in a while, like if I'm driving really late or for like long distance, I will get a Monster because I'm addicted to it because they got me at like 16.
Nope. I had a Monster once, and it was when I was working grad night at Disneyland.
I used to drink like 2-3 a day.
Yeah.
Of like the big one.
It freaked me out because I peed green.
Oh, shit. No, I never peed green.
Yeah.
And I only drink the green one.
That wasn't a Monster. It was a Rockstar.
Oh, I don't do the Rockstar.
Yeah.
I
fucking exhausted anyway. I don't even think it worked.
I only do some of the Red Bulls, the flavored ones.
I just happened to be working from 6 at night till 6 the next morning, so it kind of sucked.
That's something we haven't added into any of our drinks. Any Red Bull. There's a ton of drinks with Red Bulls in them.
We're not doing Jaeger bombs or Irish car bombs. I hate them both.
I truly hate Jaeger, and the closest I'm going to get is absinthe.
There you go.
So let's move on.
Okay. Well, we got one person left.
Who is it?
Fucking Ryan. Beautiful, fucking, fantastic
Ryan
Reynolds.
Motherfucking sexy ass, stacked, built ass, funny ass Reynolds.
There you go. I was going to say, you know, he's funny too.
Yeah. Talented. Yeah.
I'm going to go down the list. I love a lot of his movies.
Me too.
I chose one from each category.
Let me hear it.
So I chose a comedy.
What is it?
Van Wilder.
Yes, exactly. That was going to be mine. Mm-hmm.
I chose an action.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you're thinking.
It's not Blade.
It's not Blade. It's not Deadpool. It's Smokin' Aces.
Ooh, he does do a good job.
He does do a great job in that. It's also a drama.
Okay.
Well, he plays, yeah, it's a dramatic role for him.
Yeah.
And I did a rom-com. Definitely Maybe.
Never seen it.
Never seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
Got the redheaded girl from Wedding Crashers. I always forget her name.
I love
it. Isla Fisher.
All right. I do love Deadpool. I'm not going to say I don't like Blade, because a lot of people hate that Blade. But I like it because he's in it and he makes it funny.
He makes it funny, yeah.
And that's the only reason. Yeah. If he wasn't in it, I would truly hate Blade 3. But
he put on 25 pounds for that movie.
He was
25
so
pounds of fucking ill. Muscle for that movie specifically.
Please.
They were working out 7 days a week.
Somebody, anybody, find me someone that looks like Ryan Reynolds in fucking Blade 3. Please. I don't care what race it is.
He doesn't get out of shape, really.
He doesn't.
Like, to a certain degree.
But he slims down. Like, he slims down for,
he
like,
slims
Deadpool.
Down for the roles.
Right.
You know? So, like, Deadpool is not the same as Amityville Horrors.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That
you
was
your
on
horror
my list.
Movies.
You know how I feel about my horror yeah. movies. And he gets real
different
weird and crazy.
Different roles require different bodies.
Okay, so know? Can I give you a Deadpool fun fact? I know.
Give me a Deadpool fun fact.
When Deadpool,
when he makes fun of himself?
He does, but we'll get into that if we ever do Deadpool. I don't know how you feel about Deadpool. I
liked it. It's neither here nor there for me, but I'm not a huge comic book movie guy.
One day we'll have comic day, like month, and we'll just do
we'll
comic
have
days.
Like a, yeah,
superheroes.
Marvel month.
So he, the October before Deadpool came out, I think it was Deadpool 2,
uh-huh.
but he went dressed as Deadpool and
for
went
Halloween.
Trick-or-treating with kids.
That's awesome.
And they were like, what the fuck? Deadpool!
He's
like,
fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so can you just imagine you knocking on your door as a bunch of little kids and like a Deadpool guy who sounds like Ryan Reynolds like at your door. See? And that's another time I'd be like, I know your voice.
Yeah, exactly. He's got an unmistakable voice too.
Mm-hmm.
That's always great. And he's handsome as fuck. So
cute.
The fact that he has a good sense of humor
yeah.
And he can play comedy
mm-hmm.
is really, really great
yeah.
for him.
His comedy timing
There's
is
nobody
amazing.
Like Ryan Reynolds in the industry.
No, he's really good. And I love his comedy, and I'm even willing to watch stupid Pokemon. And I don't even like Pokemon.
I'm not going to watch that movie, sorry.
I will watch it when it comes on Netflix. That's what I meant, not like pay to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it on Netflix, sorry.
Ryan Reynolds.
I've never been a Pokemon person.
Black actors. He's not black.
He's not a black
the
actor.
The other dude, the other guy.
He's Puerto Rican.
That Puerto Ricans are black.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Black actors.
He's light skinned.
Puerto Rican actors. I tell you.
Minority actors.
Minority actors.
Okay. Well, speaking of
are you
how
done with Ryan Reynolds?
Fucking ripped
have
he is and all that okay. shit. Check this out. He does not have a trainer anymore. He trains himself.
I mean, after a while, I would just train
yeah.
myself too.
Well, not too many people do that. A lot of people work with trainers constantly throughout their entire career. But I admire this because I'm kind of the same way. I don't like working with somebody because then you're going at their pace rather than your own.
Yeah.
He has worked on enough movies. He's trained for enough situations that he knows what to do. He has a program and he sticks to it. So he holds himself accountable.
Yeah.
The only thing about having a training partner is you can't slack off. And that's a huge benefit. But if you're very responsible and you stick to your workouts, then you can fucking be Ryan Reynolds. Sexiest man alive, 2010.
So can I give you some fun facts about Ryan Reynolds?
Go for it.
So Ryan Reynolds, he was born in Vancouver. And one night, Ryan ran into one of his old friends, Chris William Martin, who was from the TV show 15. And Ryan, he told Ryan, like, yo, pack your shit, because we are going to L.A.
Yeah.
And so they packed their shit, and they went to L.A.
Yeah, because he quit acting before then.
Yeah. And so they stayed in a cheap-ass motel, and the very first night, do you know what happened the very first night?
I know.
They stayed in L.A. Someone stripped Ryan's Jeep and rolled it down a hill. So for the next 4 months, he drove around with no doors, which I don't think that's that bad because you're driving a fucking Jeep. You can drive a Jeep with no doors.
You can drive a Jeep with no doors.
He's been through a lot of crazy shit. I don't know if you know any of this. Like, no. He is like a...
I knew everything that you were talking about, but...
He is like one time he went skydiving and his parachute failed to open the first
That's
time.
That's right. I did his hear first about attempt. That.
So another thing is he was involved in a hit and run in Canada by paparazzis. They hit him.
Jesus.
While he was walking through a parking garage. And he had some injuries about it, but he... And they fled. And he kind of like, he had minor injuries and he talked about it on.
But fucking paparazzis hit him with their car because they were trying to get close enough for a fucking picture.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. So that's two things, right? So one day, Ryan and his then fiance, Alanis Morissette, were traveling to Indonesia when a fucking tsunami struck. And the only reason why they were okay is because they were on the opposite side of the island. So they were fine and they didn't get injured. Here's another thing. You ready? Mm-hmm. This is the last thing. In 2002, he got badly injured after jumping from a bridge. And he hurt his back, like, really bad. Ugh. So, like, this guy, he is not scared. He is scared of flying. No.
All that, and he's still playing Deadpool.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand being scared of flying if my parachute didn't open.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing it.
And I'm
not going bungee jumping. I'm not going skydiving.
Skydiving's on my list. Bungee jumping, not so much.
I have zero interest.
More people die and hurt themselves on bungee jumping than skydiving.
Regardless.
So I'd rather jump out of a plane than jump off a bridge.
I have zero interest.
Well, you could take my final pictures when I fall to my death.
I'm not going.
No, you don't have to go. You're just on the ground watching me.
Still not going.
So, yeah, Ryan, he's been through some shit, but he's a tough dude.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say about him is congratulations. Congratulations to Ryan because he became a U.S. citizen this year.
This year?
This year.
Canadian? No. He's married to American, right?
Yeah, he's married to Blake Lively.
Yeah, so. Oh, there's an alternate ending. Have you seen the alternate ending?
I believe I have, but I'm not sure.
I'm going to refresh your memory. So it starts when Chris returns back to California. So when you see him get out of the cab and he throws his bag like over the side of the hill.
Yeah,
he walks.
I love that scene.
He walks into his house. And there's three bikini, big titty chicks.
That's right.
At his house.
Yeah. Okay.
So he tries to forget about, you know,
Jamie.
And he ends up going back to the office. And he thinks that his boss is going to yell at him for Jamie shit. So Samantha, he finds out that Samantha becomes a great singer-songwriter. She sings like this very thoughtful song. She's playing on the piano. She's like singing. And there's like a whole audience like listening. And his boss is like, I don't know how you did it, but you made her into like a legit songwriter singer kind of shit. And so he's
because the whole time she's talking about, I need to transcend.
Yeah, she wants to. So the song.
She is an artist. I am an artist.
The song and the 10 songs that are on that album are pretty much written about that weekend in New Jersey with him. So after that, Chris, he goes back home and he starts hanging out with some, you know, those bikini clad bimbos. And they end up putting in Dusty's demo. Dusty Lee.
Mm-hmm.
They put his demo on. And the girls are like, ooh, I kind of like this song. I like it. And he sits up all night just like crying and talking about Jamie. When Jamie smiles. And he's just like talking about him. And then they're like, you need to go to her. And then he goes back to her. So that is an alternate ending. But once Roger, is that the director, right? Once Roger saw the movie, he was like, this is it right? And they had to reshoot.
They did reshoots.
And they did the reshoot where Samantha is doing the cookies.
Yeah.
In his house. She's like, oh, should it be domestic? He's like, how did you get in here? She's like, oh,
the scene my we bodyguard. Did last
week? Yes. My bodyguard let me in.
I was trying to be all domesticated like that skank you were banging behind my back.
Please leave me alone.
Yes. The exact scene that we did last week was added after the fact. So it was Ryan Reynolds' idea to do the I Swear.
Nice.
By the moon and the stars in the sky. Yeah, so
they like to joke and say that it's the only song that they could afford from that time, but I think they're lying.
Well, it was because he knew every word of that song. Everybody knows the song.
And Ryan Reynolds is a big music guy.
Is he?
He really enjoys music, yeah.
So yeah, so he did the, he was like, let me lip sync to this. And Reggie was like, all right, cool, let's just try it out. And they got all of that in one take. That's one take.
Yep.
That's not
well, like he does the one take in the end credits.
Yeah, but they only did it. I'm pretty sure they
never did a second one? That's awesome.
For better.
He was practicing like facial feature, face making and shit before he was, in the fat suit.
Once he got in the fat suit.
To see what he can do in it.
He said he spent a lot of time looking in the mirror, messing up his face and seeing
what. Oh my God.
Chris?
Oh my God!
This is it, my yearbook. You got anything else to say?
Oh, that fucking guy.
Oh, my God.
What is his name? He's so stupid. Tim.
The fat, like, football player
yeah,
who still
me,
wears
Tim, his... Tim, do you remember? Oh, how can I forget you, Tim? I love that character. I think he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
he's
we
like,
all
hey,
know
do you have,
person.
Like, $5 that I can...
Have. Can I give you, before we move on.
Class 95!
Class 95! Can I give you one person I just want to throw out there?
Yeah.
Stefan Root. He plays Casey. He plays Ryan Reynolds' boss.
How you doing, boss? Merry Christmas.
I look fat in these pants. Hell no.
Excellent.
Ah, I didn't even
I
mention
just
him
wanted
because
to
he's
throw
barely
it out there.
But
only because I love him so much in... Office Space, and I love him as in King of the Hill. He does the voices.
I thought King you were going to say Dodgeball and Get Out.
Oh, yeah. He is in Dodgeball. He is in Get Out.
He is in Get Out.
But, I mean, King of the Hill is literally what I know him from. And then actually seeing his face all the time would be like...
I forgot to mention him. That's my bad.
No, it's okay. I didn't do any fun facts. I just wanted to throw him out there because he is a great character actor.
Yes.
And he does a lot of great voiceovers and shit. So
yes,
I just wanted
does.
To throw him out there before we got to Z for the people.
So
got
we will
else.
Talk about him on another day.
Yeah, because we're definitely going to do more movies with him in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So this Z for the people came from you.
It did.
It came for you.
Yeah.
He sent me an ad for Anna Faris. She has a... charity that she works with for the past, I think, like 4 or 5 years or maybe more than that.
I'm not sure how long.
It's called GAPS, which is GAPPS, and it stands for Global Alliance to Prevent Premature and Stillborn. So premature birth is the leading cause for newborn deaths. So if a baby is born, I think it's 32 or 37 days before they're supposed to, they're in high risk of, like, not making it. Mm-hmm. And our brother Rashad was a preemie.
Was he really?
He sure was. And so, you know, this is one of the causes for it. 15 million babies are born too early each year. And about 1 million of those babies don't make it past the first month. How crazy. I mean, you can't even imagine, like, going through 9 months of all that shit, going through hours and hours of labor to only have a baby for a month.
Seen it.
And these things just happen to even healthy young women, you know, who it just happens, you know. So preemies and stillborn babies, it happens all over the world.
Yeah.
So what Gap is trying to do is they want to research and help babies all around the world. So if you go on this website, Gap, which is GAPPS.org, you can donate so we can do some research on figuring out why some of these things are happening to, you know, certain women of having stillborn, which is the worst thing, which is having a baby dead.
You actually have a baby knowing full well that it's not alive. That it's you not go alive. Through childbirth.
And that has to be the hardest thing in the world. I truly do not want to be a mom in any sense except like a mom to a dog. But just imagining having to do that is horrible. And I just want people to think about that shit. And
I'll say this. My best friend from high school went through this exact situation. Mm. His baby, they found out that his baby had died 3 days before he was due to be born. She was due to be born. And so the mom had to go through labor knowing full well that the baby was not alive.
Man.
It was one of the worst things that I've witnessed.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
And they're not the same people as they were.
Of course. Of course.
You know?
So Anna Faris is very big on this charity.
Well, do you know why?
Because I believe she had a stillborn baby.
No, she did not have a stillborn. Her and her ex-husband, Chris Pratt, had a son that was born 9 weeks early.
Oh, and he didn't make it?
No, he made it. He actually didn't make it. Oh,
that's true. They do have one son.
He was born, his name is Jack. Yeah. Jack Pratt.
Yeah.
He was born 9 weeks early. And because he was so premature, the doctors warned them to be prepared to possibly be raising a child with very special needs.
Right, right.
And although they have had their problems, he is a healthy boy.
The happy boy.
Yeah, he is.
He's so cute. He looks like a little nerdy, little cutie cute.
Yeah. The only thing is he may need eye surgery as well as glasses for the rest of his life.
Wow.
But it was very, very difficult for them. And so that is probably what sparked this charity for her.
Mm-hmm. So go to GAPP, GAPPS.org, or you can also go on Anna Faris's Instagram or Twitter. I think it's Instagram.
Probably
both. She is doing a contest on there where you, if you donate $10 to this thing, you can enter a chance to come here to LA and sit in on her podcast. Which is awesome. I think I might throw some $10 in there so I can listen to her podcast. So, yeah,
you guys. I'd love to be on Unqualified. I got some advice to give people.
So, yeah.
Dude, I hear them talk about their advice and the people that call in. I'm like,
I do like that they're a college
show. Sweetie, let me talk to you. Let me explain exactly what's going on. I've been through this situation.
So, you guys, I'm still looking for my Hollywood Close Encounters. So, please send me or us an email to Lights, Camera, Cocktails. Cocktail.
No S.
At gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Lights, Camera, Cocktails Podcast. And yeah, you got anything else to say before we talk about next week?
No. I'm all good.
So next week we have a special guest coming to us because we are celebrating our 21st episode.
Yes, we are.
We are officially legal to drink, even though we've been drinking all these episodes. but the podcast officially is able to drink. So we're going to have a special guest and a little special funness next week. And
we may have two. You never know.
You never know. And we did not pick this movie, but we have both seen this movie.
I've seen it once.
I've seen it numerous of times.
I remember liking it.
So, so you ready to do some lines from next week's mirror?
Let's do the scene.
Okay.
You ready?
let me get some of my chubby bunny in my mouth.
Oh, this is interesting. I think I made a bad choice in casting on this one.
You casted us. I just want everybody, I want you to know that he casted us.
I cast this scene.
Which is pretty backwards of what normal people would cast it, but I think that's going
to
work for
this him. Is what they do in acting class. You do the roles that you're not supposed to because it teaches you to stretch your ability.
You didn't let me finish. I think it's going to work. Okay?
I think it's going to work.
You didn't let me finish. I think it's going to work, but it's just a little off from probably what you were expecting.
Okay. When you're ready.
Meredith, most of us here believe that sexual orientation is a result of a genetic predisposition, much like handedness.
Handedness?
Well, that and Mom tried to make us all gay.
Hey, what are you talking about? I didn't try, Everett. No, true. I did hope. I desperately hoped that you would all be gay, all my boys, and then you would never leave me. I'm so sorry, by the way, girls. Oh, Jesus Christ.
One more time, or is that good?
That's good. I like it.
All right. So next week, you guys, that's our movie for next week.
That's our movie for next week, people.
I hope you know what we're talking about.
It's a family movie, but it's a Christmas movie. So we're combining the 2 months. Movie. Absolutely.
And
we're going to have family here.
We're going to have family here. Celebrating our big 2-1?
Yes.
2-1!
Absolutely.
Can you believe we've done 20 episodes? This is our 20th episode.
We've done 21. We just didn't air that first one.
We've done 22, technically. Yes.
But for legitimate reasons, this coming up podcast is our 21st episode. 21st episode. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
We're legal.
We're legal!
All right, you guys, that is our show. Thank you so much for sticking with us. We're going to try and make these shorter because we're getting long. And I have a question for everybody. I want you to tell us, what do you think? Do you want to know ahead of time what movies we're going to do?
Yes.
I'm curious. Right now, we kind of have it as a surprise each week, but maybe people want to watch the movies before they listen to the podcast.
I totally understand that. You know? I would be like that too.
So send us an email, send us a message on Instagram, send us a flying pigeon with a note. Let us know. We want to know, and this is just as much your show as it is ours.
We do this for you guys.
It's not the Zenobia show.
Only the last, 5 minutes of the show is Zenobia show. Can I just have 5 minutes?
No, I don't get 5 minutes.
You do.
When?
When you do your, tech corner.
You get your alcohol in the beginning.
I do. But I do that for all of us.
I believe in equality.
Okay.
All right, you guys. We will see you guys next week.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Subscribe to us on Instagram. We got a lot of fun stuff there that you do not hear on the podcast.
Yes.
A lot of pictures, a lot of videos.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
We record the scene on video each week because we're not going to do a whole video of the podcast. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, no. But if you guys,
I don't got the time. I'm trying to make movies.
But if you want to hear the scene over, and a lot of times fans tell you in the comments what it is. They guess.
Yes.
They get it right.
Some people get it right.
So
yeah,
that
right
also can give you
And some people have fun ways of saying what movie it is. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
We will see you guys next week right here on Lights, Camera,
Cocktails. See y'all.